Now, I'm going to start with a very interesting question, and hopefully you will see how it relates. So, have you ever wished when you were younger or even now that you could have had a superpower in your life? Yes? Oh, you're not just me then. Ah, cool, excellent. So, any suggestions? What when you were younger or now, what would you like if you could have a superpower? What could it be? Oh, move faster. Flying, did I hear flying? Flying, yep. Anything else? Oh, to see through things. Oh, okay. Through walls, yes, that's fair enough. Yes, okay, moving on. Okay, thank you. When I was younger, I used to watch a program where a young girl was, she had the ability to pause time. And I thought that was very exciting. And the episodes used to tell the story of if ever she had a catastrophe or things went wrong, then all she would have to do was just pause time and then she'd run around, go and sort out the mess, clear up the spillage or whatever, there was a fight going on, she'd separate the two and things like that. And then she'd come back to her place and she'd clap her hands and life would carry on as if nothing had ever happened and nobody would notice that there was ever a catastrophe. And I really liked that idea, to be honest. I thought, yes, that would be brilliant. You could go through life with nothing happening, and nobody would know anything was happening anyway. So that was my quiet idea of having a superpower when I was younger. Now, Seku shared, not about superpowers, but he did say that in his message he was speaking about God having a plan for our life and a purpose for our life. And this plan and purpose doesn't stop when we experience hard times in our lives. So when the catastrophes happen or the things are spilt and the mess is there and we just don't know how to clear it up, God's plan is with us in those times just as much, and if not more, you can feel it more, he is there with us in those times, working in us in those situations. And I know that sometimes I can get caught in the belief that God having a plan for me means that he's going to make everything go smoothly and with no bumps in the road. And if there is a problem, he's going to swoop in, capture me up, and I won't know that there was ever an issue. And he's just going to sort it out and I can go off on my merry way and not have a care in the world. Now, that belief, you don't really believe it in the plain light of day, but somewhere in our hearts, I think, definitely for me, I can get upset then if something goes wrong in my life, because I'm thinking, well, doesn't God just want to sort my life out and just, help us to have a happy life with all his peace and trust and everything just going through smoothly in our lives? So, but it isn't like that, is it? We don't find that so easy to do. But in these times of heartache and in these bumps in the road and in these things that go wrong in our life, and everybody has them, it's very easy, therefore, to just put our head in the sand and go, oh, well, God's not sorting it out. I'm just going to put my head in the sand. I'm just going to shut my heart down. I'm just going to do my step by step every day and just hide away until the season has passed. Now, is that just me, or maybe some other people feel like that too? I hope it isn't just me, because I'd be a bit worried, but there you go. But God has something deeper for us. God is wanting to work in those places. God is wanting us to trust him in those places. He wants us to rely on him in those places, because he's not just there in the good times. He's not just there when everything is going fine. He's there with us, walking through our lives and actively being involved in our sufferings. Now, the Apostle Paul had a life which contained a huge amount of suffering. And in 2 Corinthians 11, verse 23 to 28, he goes through and he just details some of those sufferings that he's experienced in his life. And it says, I have worked much harder. I've been in prison more frequently. I've been flogged more severely. I've been exposed to death again and again. 5 times I received from the Jews the 40 lashes minus 1. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was pelted with stones. 3 times I was shipwrecked. I spent a night and a day in the open sea. I have been constantly on the move. I have been in danger from rivers, in danger from bandits, in danger from my fellow Jews, in danger from Gentiles. So I think that's people that were with him in his religion and people who weren't, so everybody. Dangers in the city, dangers in the country, in danger at sea, and in danger from false believers. I have labored and toiled and have often gone without sleep. I have known hunger and thirst and have often gone without food. And I have been cold and naked. So, and if that wasn't enough, he later describes in 2 Corinthians 12 being afflicted in such an extent that he was begging the Lord. Okay. So yes, in these troubles, he's begging the Lord to release him. So yeah, he's having those things in his life. His life, he was in the Bible, he was the Apostle Paul, and yet his life was full of suffering. And when I moved to Cheltenham many moons ago, I suffered a lot with eczema. It was everywhere. And yeah, it was really painful. It was awfully itchy all the time. My skin was red, raw, and horrible. It affected my sleep. It was just hugely uncomfortable on a daily basis. I was regularly went to the chemist every week, I think, to buy like tons of cream to put on every week. And I was repeatedly praying to God to ask him to take it from me so that I could experience relief. And it didn't settle down for a number of years. And I remember that one time I was talking to my husband, and I was upset, and I said to him, I don't think God is helping me at all in this situation. And once the words were out of my mouth, I had this horrible feeling of such helplessness and such hopelessness, like just completely burst into tears, and it was awful. I felt awful. And it was in that moment that it was like a wake-up call. And it was like God was saying to me, I am here, I am helping you with this, and even though it's painful, I am working in it, and I'm here, I'm doing what I can do, what he can do. He was helping me. Because if he wasn't helping me, then I would think I would have been completely in that state of hopelessness and total overwhelm because of my situation. And it just gave me such a realization that actually, even though I maybe didn't notice it on a daily basis, he was there and he was working in my situation. And Paul, he's in that situation too, where he's begging God to release him from his affliction. But God's answer to Paul in this situation is that one that we don't like. We don't want to hear it because we want God to go, yes, okay, I sort it out for you. But in this situation, God was giving him a gift. And this gift is available to us as well. In verse 9 of 2 Corinthians 12, it says, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. So can anybody tell me, what is grace? We've kind of heard a bit before from Jules, but what do we understand as grace? Any suggestions? Fair play. Spot on. Now, I have heard that acronym in my life, and to be honest, I just didn't understand what it meant. I got it in the sense of, you know, in theory, but in practical, I didn't know what it meant to me. God's grace gives us salvation, so I understood that, and I thought, yes, we're saved, but I didn't know that it actually goes deeper, and there's more to it than that. I didn't realise how it could be relating to me personally, and how it could be relating to me on a daily basis in my life. So when we look at the biblical meaning of grace, we see that it means goodwill, loving kindness, favour. But it also means the merciful kindness by which God, exerting his holy influence upon our souls, It turns them to Christ. It keeps them. It strengthens them. It increases them in Christian faith, knowledge, and affection, and kindles them to the exercise of the Christian virtues. God's grace is active. It's doing things in our lives. It's not some ethereal thing that doesn't have an impact. It's moving in our life. It's active. It's working in us to help us to grow and develop to become like more like Jesus. Now, Bible teacher David Guzik said, when we receive his grace, we enjoy our status of being in favour and the approval of God in his eyes. Grace means that God likes us, that he is favourably disposed towards us, and that we have his approval and his promise of care. Now, I don't know about you, but for me, when I know someone's on my side, when I know someone's supporting me, when I know someone's encouraging me, and when I know somebody's with me in the situation I'm going through and helping me, then it is much easier to go through that situation because I'm not alone in it. Someone's looking out for me, someone's there, and in the midst of hard times, we've got somebody on our side. And when it's easy, when it's in those hard times, it's often easy to feel that God isn't caring or to feel that he's not involved in what's happening to us. But that isn't true, because it's in those times that God says that his grace, his love, his care is right there with us, and it is sufficient for us in those situations. And it's available to us constantly. It's not a one-off. It's not when we first became a Christian and then it doesn't happen. It's a constant supply of his grace. It's never ending. And we can't use it up, because Jesus gave it to us freely. And even when we sin, we cannot lose his grace, because his grace is for us, and we come to God through faith in Jesus' blood and not in how good we are. So his grace meets us everywhere we're at, all the time. And God isn't just with us in our insufficiencies and in our weaknesses. He's actually ministering to us in those weaknesses and in those insufficiencies. He's working for us and in us in those times. And where we're not sufficient and where the situation is too big, he is doing the work. And it's his very strength. It's the very strength of God that is moving and that is working in where we lack. It's his power that fulfills what we can't do, because we can't do anything really, can we? He does it. He's working. And we can relate it to anything in our lives, every situation with it that we're struggling with. And it's sufficient for every single moment. We don't have to wait for the future. And we don't have to earn it at all, because it's here for us and it's his gift to us in everything that we go through. It's enough for this day today. It's enough for this moment. It's enough for this second. And it's enough, and more than enough. I love what Charles Spurgeon says. The grace of our Lord Jesus is sufficient to uphold you. It's sufficient to strengthen you. Sufficient to comfort you. Sufficient to make your trouble useful to you. Sufficient to enable you to triumph over it. Sufficient to bring you through out of it. And to sufficient to bring you out of 10,000 like it. It is sufficient for us. And that's why Paul can say in 2 Corinthians 12 verse 9, therefore I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. Through his affliction, God caused Paul to become completely and solely dependent on his grace and his strength. And good came out of it. Paul's continued dependence upon God was his strength. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 10 goes on to say, "That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, and in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong." And he's just strong in God's grace for him to carry him through. And he rejoices that God has caused him to rely on that grace and that strength. And that's really hard, isn't it? To rejoice in those things, because they're awful and they're horrible. But he's got to that place where he's trusted in God's grace so much that he can see God moving. He can see God working in the situation. And that's how he can say that he rejoices in those weaknesses. Can I have the band up, please? So because of God's grace towards us, we can trust that he is specifically working individually and intricately in our situations. God cares about our every individual story and our lives right now. And he's concerned with everyone's story and everyone's lives right now. It's not just us, it's everyone in the world. He is intimately and intricately involved in everybody's situation. And he's close to us when we're feeling broken. And when we're feeling hurt and trapped and alone, he's there. He cares for each and every one of us and is in that moment with our hearts, with whatever we're carrying. And he is sufficient for us. He's close to those who don't know which way to go forward. He has a plan for us where we've lost our hope. He has a future for us. He has a healing for us in our very places of pain. And he has new things for us. He's our wonderful counselor, and he's the worker of miracles in our lives. And in those places where we find it the hardest, that's where he wants to work the miracles. That's where he wants to bring transformation. That's where he wants to shift things and move things into a new direction for us and for his glory. He is involved right now in your life. And he asks you to bring your burdens to him. He asks you to place them at his foot of the cross and trust him with those things, because his grace is enough to take all of them. And he's actively wanting to pour his grace and his help into our hearts. And that response that we give is to release our burdens to him, open our hearts to him, and actively put our trust in him with what we're going through. So as the band play the last song, let's just acknowledge that he wants to minister to us. He's for us. He's not against us. And where we are weak and where we're vulnerable, let's just place those things, those specific things, the hurts and the burdens that we carry, and choose to place our trust in him and thank him that his grace is sufficient for every single one of those things that we have on our hearts right now. Because he is the one who is able to give us the strength to carry on. He's able to help us where we're weak and vulnerable. And where we can't do it, God is able to carry us. As we trust him with these things, he's the one that helps us walk in victory in our lives.